prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. As you can probably tell by the voice, this is not Pastor Butch. This is Glenn, the research director from International Health. Been on his show several times. He asked me to fill in tonight. So I said, well, we got so many things to talk about. Yes. So, if this is the first time hearing the show, because I know he has a lot of new stations, let me tell you my background, because I'm going to say some things. I'm going to speak the truth in love, but you're going to get the truth tonight, and some of you with your closed minds, like a worthless parachute, are not going to like what they hear, and I don't really care. I am not an evangelist. I am a watchman on the wall. I just turned 70 years old 10 days ago. I've been director of research for International Health in Arizona for 32 years. I'm a research scientist with advanced earthly studies in three primary areas: clinical nutrition, hormone biochemistry, and what's really important with the crap going on now, for 28 years I've been a student and a research scientist in the field of infectious diseases. Hearing a lot about that lately, haven't we? So, everything I am going to tell you tonight, I'm going to give you my personal number at my research office in Arizona, because I'm going to be going over some things tonight. If I got into too many, deep into the biochemistry, take up too much time. I have hundreds of articles, medical studies, clinical studies, scientific studies. I don't do anything. I don't tell you any of my opinions. Everything I'm going to tell you tonight is based on pure medical research, common sense, and God's Word. And if that offends any of you, get over it. Okay? So, we're going to have an update first on this absolute fraud called COVID-19. Okay? Because let's go back a few months. You remember, oh my God, millions of people are going to die. We've got to shut down everything. We've got to distance ourselves 6 feet apart, like a virus can't travel more than 6 feet. We've got to mask up our face with dime store masks that are going to stop a microscopic virus from getting out. And you sheep bought it. You didn't question it. A lot of churches shut down. The 501c3 government churches, you hirelings, and if you go to a church that's shut down because of government mandate and the pastor didn't have enough guts, there's other words I could use, okay, to fight this nonsense, leave the church, take your money with you, and on the way out the door, hang the sign over the door that says Ichabod, because the spirit has departed. And the few pastors who did fight against this unconstitutional, completely illegal shutting down of services and they and a couple of them got, you know, in what they call legal trouble. So what? And they have won every lawsuit because they file a lawsuit against these satanic politicians who run the states and the governors and that. And every one of those churches who fought back won. But you gutless wonder pastors, and I would say this right to your face, you are a lying scumbag Sadducee and Pharisee for doing what you did. What did the disciples do when the Sadducees and Pharisees told them to quit preaching the word of God? And they said, okay, Master Caesar, we'll bow down and shut up. The hell they did. They told them to go scratch. Okay? And I'm sick of you wimpy Christians out there who call yourself Christians. Gee, I'm offending people already, aren't I? Most, all right. Now, what do I do during my day at 70 years of age? Well, I used to do consultations 12 to 14 hours a day. Now I've cut back to 6 to 8 hours a day. So I have articles, I have videos, I have scientific articles and journals and that. Everything that I'm going to tell you, I can email to you, send it to you. So maybe some of you out there are the courageous ones who have been trying to convince their family members, hey, vaccines are dangerous. We'll talk about that. All vaccines have aborted baby cells in it. Oh, every vaccine is satanic. All of this crap with this fake pandemic, this is not a pandemic. It never has been, never will be. The last true pandemic in history was the 1918 flu. And gee, you know how they covered up the fact it was caused by the Rockefeller vaccines given to all of the troops? They called it the Spanish flu. Spain had nothing to do with it. And if you go back in history, all of this is ancient history. It's all over the internet on honest sites. So that was a true pandemic caused by the vaccines given by the satanic Rockefellers. Okay, that was a true pandemic. All right. And then, you know, a few months ago, you started to have all these politicians, oh my God, blah, 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 and we have to trot out members of the CDC, Center for Disease Control. Now, a couple of facts, and then I'm going to give you their latest numbers from their website about how bad this so-called pandemic, because you still have cities locked down. You still have cities with mask laws, and let me guarantee you something. The pushback has already started. I am in contact with several scientists, several law firms, several organizations, and they're going to be suing, mark my word, as many commercials as you're seeing on TV now for the law firms saying, if you were exposed to Roundup Ready and have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which we'll talk about in a little bit, and very good news on that, call our law offices. Okay, you're now starting to see ads all over TV. 5G, complete nationwide rollout by mid to late October. Let me mark, I am telling you, it's not a prophecy, it's a prediction. You will see law firms all over TV. If you were forced to wear a mask, if you were forced to take a COVID test against what you wanted, blah, 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 call the law offices and we'll make you money. Because there are lawsuits against governors, against state politicians, against city politicians, because the people who have guts, okay, are starting to stand up to this tyranny, because everything with this fake pandemic, all it's going toward is a forced vaccine with a microchip in it. I had a lady call to do a consultation the other day. We had never talked, and she was actually calling for a relative. And, you know, and I asked her, do you know my background? Okay, and everything I'm going to tell you is based on medical research and science, and I can prove everything. When I mentioned that everything about this is heading toward a forced vaccine with a microchip, she said, oh, you're a conspiratorial nutcase. Goodbye. So I said, okay, rest in peace. You're going to find out. There is absolutely no doubt. If you take the vaccine that's coming up, that's what this is all going toward. Now, thank God his word says the gates of hell will not prevail. Who's behind it? That scumbag, satanic, God-hating, baby-killing, blood-drinking Bill Bill Gates and his foundation. He's so evil, you can't even imagine. I won't even go into it. Okay? And there seems to be a little, now I don't know if this is political theater or whatever, the CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, he's another New World Order scumbag. But it's interesting. There seems to be a little civil war brewing because Elon Musk basically called Bill Gates a few choice words, a knucklehead. He said, if you ever think I'm going to take one of your vaccines, you're nuts, untested. My children will never take it. So get off the bandwagon. Interesting. So we're going to see where that plays out. So what's going on with this fake pandemic? Oh, millions of people were supposed to die, so they shut everything down. Well, and then the CDC was brought out. Little facts about the Center for Disease Control. They are not, and I underline not in capital letters, they are not even a government organization. They are a private, for-profit vaccine corporation listed on Dun & Bradstreet. Now, we give them billions of our dollars, our tax dollars. Gee, I wonder how that got happening. Because the pharmaceutical whores control, and whore is a biblical term, so don't get upset. The pharmaceutical whores, the demonic, satanic, Revelation 18, all the nations of the world are deceived by their sorceries. Look it up. The Greek word for sorcery is pharmakia. The only thing good about Western medicine is what I call some testing that they can do, and trauma. If somebody has a heart attack or a stroke or a broken bone or hit by a car, you certainly are not going to call a chiropractor. You're going to take them to a trauma center, and what they can do there at a trauma center to save the life of a busted-up human body is nothing short of miraculous. I have seen it up close and personal with my own family members. They saved my wife's life. Okay? So, phenomenal. But the flip side of that coin, 3.7 trillion U.S. dollars was extracted from the U.S. economy last year by the satanic big pharma without curing a single disease. And as I'm going to prove a little bit later on in the program, they caused most of the disease because they're in partnership with the big food companies. So anyway, the CDC, why the hell should we listen to a for-profit, private vaccine corporation talk about, oh, you know, millions of people are going to die, and then they parade out Fauci, that scumbag lying Satanist and liar, and just go back into history. This guy, look it, if we don't get a spirit of discernment, people, and pray to our Father God for wisdom, you are going to perish for lack of knowledge. Now, that's not being stupid, that's being ignorant. My people perish for lack of knowledge. When I traveled with my ministry every weekend, speaking to the most ignorant group of people I've ever seen in the world, the so-called body of Christ. First question I would ask them, who's the God of this world? Hundreds of hands would go up and say, well, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What book are you reading? He is the God of the universe. He is not the God of this world. Satan and his corporations run planet Earth, and they own all the politicians, state, local, and federal. I'm sure there's a few Daniels, okay, spattered throughout Babylon, but by and large, every politician has been bought and paid for by the satanic regime who runs this world. They go by different names. The latest name is the Deep State. It's the New World Order, the Illuminati. It's the satanic control of planet Earth. He is the God of this world. He will be until Jesus comes back. And Jesus is not his real name. I'm going to call him Jesus. Okay, we're not going to get into that debate, but that's an anglicized word with links back to the Vatican. Okay, but we'll just say Jesus. Okay? And I would ask these groups of so-called professing Christians, you know, who they thought the God of the world was. I was astounded. Then I would go on to show them irrefutable evidence, as I'm going to talk to you about tonight. Irrefutable evidence that everything they learned in school was a lie. The only thing that was true was 2 + 2 = 4. It's very hard for prideful American Christians to accept the fact they've been lied to and they bought it. Hook, line, and sinker. Some of them got up, were offended, and walked out. I said, well, don't let the door hit you in the butt, but don't you ever stand before God and say, I didn't know this, because you are a typical Matthew 7, is what I call them. One of the most terrifying scriptures in all of God's Word. Many will come to me in that day. We've all read the scripture. We've all heard it preached. The word is most. I did an etiology word study of that whole chapter. Many will come to me in that day and say, Lord, Lord. And they weren't just saying, Lord, Lord. They were screaming, Lord, Lord. Didn't we do all these marvelous works and miracles in your name? So they aren't Hindus, and they're not Islam. They're Jesus-professing Christian, so they think. And didn't we do all these works in your name and marvelous works and miracles? What does our Messiah say to them? Depart from me, I never knew you. That's terrifying. So he takes us to Judgment Day, and all these people who thought they were getting in, sorry, goodbye, depart to outer darkness, and he tells us why. Because we rejected his instruction manual called the Torah. Well, that all passed away, Glenn. We're not under the law. Well, no, we're not. We're not saved by the law. We're saved by the shed blood of Yahshua HaMashiach. But he said, because you rejected my Torah, do an etiology word study. Oh, I'm a Christian, and I'm sick, and I'm dying, and do you eat pig? Well, yeah, I love it. I said, what about God's word? See, when I do consultations, I ask people this. What disease do you have? Have the doctors told you? What drugs are you on? Let's go over your diet, because it all starts with your diet. Do you eat pig? Yes. I said, didn't you say you're a Christian? Well, yeah. Then why are you eating pig when God's word expressly forbids it? Well, that all passed away because of the vision Peter had in Acts 10. Oh, are you kidding me? That vision explains itself. Okay? And in the natural, if you eat pig, you are going to look like a pig and die like a pig. Every piece of pig has parasites. Published medical studies now. Number one cause of cancer worldwide is eating pig. China is dealing with four pandemics at the same time. One of them is an Ebola pig virus. And they've had to kill 400 million pigs to try to get a handle on it. Are you stupid enough to think that pig isn't getting into our food supply? Because all the pig at Walmart was tested? Most of it has a drug-resistant Ebola-type infection. If you get it, you die. So just play Russian roulette. Because, hey, look, I used to live on baby back ribs and bacon, lettuce, and tomato. And my wife had a very successful restaurant back in Illinois when we lived there in the 70s and 80s. Well, grew up there. Moved out here to Arizona in 88. Used to live on it. When somebody says I don't like pig because it doesn't taste good. I said, and you have never had it prepared right. It's one of the most delicious dishes. That's what Satan has done. It's a deadly. You eat pig, you'll look like a pig and die like a pig, infested with parasites and everything else. So anyway, so here they are listening to the CDC about millions of people are going to die. Fear, fear, fear. A private corporation. So just to let you know, if you listen to anything about the masks, a dime store mask is going to stop a virus? There's an agenda. Cover up the face of God. Make you breathe. If you wear a mask and don't fight back against this, and there are now law firms advertising all over the internet, we will give you free legal counsel if stores try to stop you from coming in. You can sue them. And they've already started, and there is now a legal team that's going to be formed in every state, because when you wear a mask, you lower your blood oxygen level. I have the article. I have the proof. You want to see the proof yourself? Go out and spend $35 at any drugstore for that little device that goes on your finger called an oximeter. When you put a mask on, you're breathing in carbon dioxide. And if you have a virus or bacteria in your lungs, you're breathing it back into your body. There is not one scientific journal, not one scientific article that says the masks are effective at stopping this virus. Just the opposite. I've got 100 articles I could send you from top scientists, top doctors, saying, don't wear a mask. It actually makes you sicker and lowers your immune system. That's the point. This is all a satanic New World Order plan to lead us into a forced vaccination with a chip that will change your DNA. So I'm going to say it, and if you don't like it, I don't care. If you are stupid enough, for whatever reason, Well, I can't go back to work if I don't get it. Okay, so burn in hell for eternity because you didn't get prepared, and you can't go back to work for some earthly crap going on. If you take a vaccine, I have videos, I have the doctors, I have scientists, I have vaccine scientists on a videotape and article saying it's a new type of vaccine. It's not the old type grown in chicken eggs. It's a new DNA, RNA. It will change your DNA. You will no longer be human being. You will be a Nephilim. And we serve a merciful God. Oh, my God. When you, and I don't know how many of the listeners keep up to date with what's going on. This world is so evil. God should have burnt up the world, and especially the United States, decades ago, if not centuries ago. God's word says everything hidden will be exposed. Is he exposing everything? Yep. Is it demonic beyond our wildest dreams? Yep. Are babies being murdered and slaughtered? Okay. Okay, they have their blood drained with the adrenochrome in it? Yep. Is it the most expensive drug in the world? Yes. Is there child sacrifice? Yes. There's videos on the dark web of babies still hooked up to umbilical cords being slaughtered, cut up, and their blood being consumed. That means the mother, the doctor, and the videographer, there's millions of them traded every day. Is God merciful? Yep. Beyond anything our little pea brains can even imagine. But back in Genesis, what was the reason he destroyed the earth? His word tells you. Churches don't preach it. Genesis 6 tells you the main reason. The fallen angels were having sex with women, creating the Nephilim, the giants, before and after the flood. But when I first read the passage where it says Noah and his family were perfect in their generation, I said, what does that mean? So I had to do another etiology word study. Noah and his family, eight people, were the only ones left on planet Earth whose DNA had not been corrupted. Satan was trying to corrupt the DNA of the bloodline of Messiah. So what's he been doing ever since? Trying to corrupt our bloodline. Now we have genetically modified foods. We have vaccines with aborted baby. Every vaccine has aborted baby cells in it. Every vaccine has glyphosate, the most deadly chemical known to medical science. That's the Roundup Ready, which we're going to talk about here shortly. Okay? So, just to let you know, everything you hear on the so-called controlled media, okay, the CDC's most recent numbers. It's on their website. I'm going to read it right here. It's what they call the infection fatality ratio. So, are all the schools shut down? Oh, my God, we got to keep the students apart. And if they catch coronavirus, they'll die. Well, CDC says different. Age group 0 to 19. That's all the school-age kids. If they catch the coronavirus, their probability of survival is 99.997%. They won't die. They might get flu-like symptoms. So that 0 to 19 range, from 20 to 50. If they catch it, the survival rate is 99.98%. They ain't going to die either. 50 to 70. Oh, it drops. Wow, 99.5% survival rate. I thought this was a pandemic, and millions of people were going to die. And then the old over 70, because most of the people who died were in nursing homes, had other comorbidity, meaning they were dying from heart disease and cancer and car wrecks, and on their death certificate, they've already been caught, and lawsuits going on. Whatever people died from, it didn't matter. They put COVID-19 to jack up the numbers. Even the 70 and over, if you catch it, the survival rate is 94.6%. That ain't a pandemic. But they created fear. They wanted to see how far they could push you sheeple, and boy, did you abide by it. I see people still wearing masks in their car. And if I pull up next to them, I said, what the hell are you doing wearing your mask? Well, we have to. I said, really? And I'm still looking for a sound effect device that when I press the button, it goes, bah, like a sheep. It breaks my heart. And they've tried to stop me from going into stores. I said, I'm the last person you want to mess with. And I have a thing around my neck talking about it. And I said, I'm semi-rich, and I have a law firm who will love to get you on the class action lawsuit. Get away from me, and if you try to stop me from coming in your store, I will sue you personally. And there are, like I said, there's law firms. You better start standing up. You better get some guts, because if you think it's bad now, the persecution that has started and is going to ramp up, and as you might suspect, I am a political atheist. If you think any politician is going to fix these things, you are bordering on stupid, not just ignorant. There is no hope in a human being. God does put in kings and presidents. He put a very unrighteous man in office to give this nation a chance to repent. Did we? No. Are we now under judgment? Yes. And I'll leave you with one final thought. You know, mandatory vaccines, meaning if you don't get the vaccine with the microchip, and you've been hearing it, the military's going to force you. It's Operation Warp Speed to get an unproven vaccine, get it on the market. Billions of dollars have been given to these satanic companies who make vaccines. And this administration seems to be all for it. Oh, but, you know, Mr. So-and-so, oh, he's going to save the world. Last thing I'm going to talk politics, then we're going to get into some really good news. Lots of battle over the Supreme Court. Very interesting. The last two people that Trump had to choose from was a brilliant Cuban-American judge, highly qualified, loves America, is for total government hands-off, no forced anything. Okay, he could have chosen her and locked in the Latino vote if he had chosen a Cuban-American more than qualified to sit on the Supreme Court. But then he chooses this other woman. Pretty fascinating. And notice how all of these things going on always have that tentacle from the Vatican. You know, interweave. Anyway, this woman, and when I heard this on another radio program by an incredibly brilliant doctor, he says, we better look into what this woman believes. Well, can you believe there is a 1905 Supreme Court ruling? It's called Jacobson versus Massachusetts. That, so 100 and how many years old? But it's still standing as law, or taken to the Supreme Court, that says the government absolutely has the right to force vaccinations by military force if necessary. It's never, oh, there's music. We'll finish that discussion and give you some really good news when you come back. This is Glenn from International Health. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. 5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to themanna.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Okay, Glenn again. Let me just finish up the story quickly about the Supreme Court nominee. First of all, she's pro-vaccine. She has ruled, and she was the one responsible for shutting down Chicago. She's pro-lockdown, has already shown her, and if somebody claims to be a Christian and is pro-vaccine, well, they're lying about something. How can you be a Christian and still approve vaccines with aborted baby cells in it? Okay, I don't know her heart, okay? I'm just saying that she's pro-vaccine, she's pro-forced vaccination, she's pro-lockdown, she's pro-forced mask wearing, has already shown it in court cases that she has ruled on, and this is who could be our new... Now, is she pro-life? Great. Okay, wonderful. Just something doesn't smell right. Okay, so just mark my word. Be careful what you wish for. Hey, Randy in Georgia. Go ahead, brother.
Well, first off, I want to say, Pastor Butch, as far as Supreme Court nominees or other public official, Pastor Butch teaches that women don't belong to public office.
You're breaking up real bad, brother.
Women don't belong in public office, according to what Scripture says.
Okay. And your point being what? Oh, I guess he's gone. Okay. So anyway, so what's coming up? Please get ready for persecution. Get ready that if you don't take the vaccine, gee, you might lose a job. Does God's word say a wise man sees what's coming and prepares and a fool does nothing? Don't be a fool. You better store up on food and water. Water will become liquid gold, because when the grid goes down, and it's going down, you think water's going to come out of your sink? Nope. You better, every time you go to the store, spend an extra couple of bucks for gallons of water. Okay, get a good water filter and stick water in every nook and cranny. You can go a long time without food. You go 3 or 4 days without water, and you start to die. So please get ready. It's coming. Now, the other thing that you really better get ready, you better get spiritually healthy. You do not want to be a Matthew 7 Christian who hears out of the mouth of the Messiah, "Depart from me, I never knew you." You better do everything you can. You better spend every spare moment praying for wisdom and discernment and understanding, and quit playing church. And if you go to church, then get into a church that preaches the uncompromising word of God. In the physical realm, we still have to live in physical bodies. And it breaks my heart, because 90% of the people, and you know what, I forgot to give out my personal number, 480-429-0021. We're in Arizona, that's West Coast time. Call me, we'll do free consultations, we'll go over any medications you're on, show you how to get off of them, your diet, tell you what foods are poisoning you. We'll just do whatever, or if you just want to email articles that I'm offering. 480 429-0021. Call me. All right. So, it breaks my heart. Most of the people that I talk to hear me on the radio shows. I do a lot of radio shows every week. Get a lot of calls. You know, after being in business for 30-plus years, we have thousands of clients. And I get new ones all the time. And manufacturers call me all the time. Oh, International Health needs to carry our product. They're great. No, don't tell me they're great. Show me the independent studies on them. And if they meet my criteria, then we'll talk. So anyway, I have been researching and researching and researching. That's what I do. Something is wrong. Something is causing this absolute epidemic of disease states. Every disease known to mankind is out of control. Cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. And, gee, anybody profiting? See, anytime I see this huge upsurge in any condition, I say, gee, I wonder who's going to profit from that. Well, I have been researching Roundup Ready, glyphosate, the chemical in glyphosate, I mean in Roundup Ready, the number one weed killer made by Monsanto is what I call them, and they are the company in my age category. They are the Vietnam era. They developed Agent Orange that killed more soldiers than the bullets did. So they go back a long ways. They're evil. They're owned by one of the most evil corporations on planet Earth. Bayer used to be IG Farben, the Nazi pharmaceutical giant that made all the gas to kill everybody, funded by Soros and Rockefeller and Rothschild and the Bush family. The history is out there. So anyway, I've been working with food science companies for years. The food science companies knew that there was an unholy alliance between big food industry and big pharma, and they tested food for what is called glyphosate poisoning, because there's 110,000 lawsuits against Monsanto and Bayer worldwide. Well, the first one was settled, and this was a big one, about 2 years ago. Young guy, 40 in his 40s, groundskeeper at a high school in California. He was just spraying Roundup on the football field. They spray 500 million pounds that they admit on our food every year in the United States alone. Billions of pounds worldwide. And they know it. There's 110,000 lawsuits, but the one settled 2 years ago, the guy had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So when you see the ads on TV, that's blood cancer. That's all it is. Okay? Fancy way of saying it. And during the trial, his lawyer made Monsanto disclose the fact that they have known since 1981, that's 40 years, that exposure to one part per billion caused major diseases. They lost the lawsuit, $300 million fine, okay? And then the food science companies who knew this, because they were afraid to publish the list of the foods and to really broadcast this for fear of lawsuits, that even if they won, the legal fees would bankrupt them. Well, when Monsanto got their butt kicked for $300 million, and they said, when I talked to them, we don't have to worry anymore. Where do you see the list we're going to publish? I have that list. You call me at 480-429-0021. Here's a simple rule of thumb. Any food advertised on TV is poison, genetically modified, loaded with Roundup. They started spraying Roundup in 1975. So during the late 70s and 80s, when I lived in Illinois, my wife owned an extremely successful restaurant. We were eating, we ate there all the time. We lived there. Okay? Ate poison food. We didn't know it back then. The food science companies didn't either. But when all this explosion of diseases happened, food science companies said, whoa, where's that coming from? So at the bottom of this list that I will gladly email you is a link to the 15 primary diseases. It does not have all their subsets. I'll talk about that in a minute. But let me just read you. This is not opinion. This is proven medical studies. This is why there's 110,000 lawsuits against Bayer and Monsanto. Bayer just settled in a big class action suit 10,000 of these lawsuits to get rid of them, and it cost them $11 billion. So what? That's a week's probably profit for them. Anyway, here are the diseases absolutely proven to be caused by our exposure to Roundup Ready at one part per billion. Anything to do with the brain, Like, so I'm seeing ADD, ADHD, Alzheimer's. Have you noticed in recent years there's been an explosion of neurological disorders? Because it not only destroys the gut, which we'll talk about here in a minute, it destroys what God put around the brain called the blood-brain barrier to filter out all the toxins from the food and, you know, the chemtrails and the lead and everything like that to keep it away from the brain. It destroys that like acid. So now we have an epidemic. So anybody you know, children with ADD, Alzheimer's, any birth defect, autism, another brain dysfunction, and every vaccine has glyphosate in it. Gee, I wonder why. Birth defects. All brain cancers. All breast cancer. Cancer in general. Okay. Celiac and gluten intolerance. Just 1 minute on this. How is it that God fed the whole planet for centuries upon centuries upon centuries with one of the most healthy foods in the world, which is called pure wheat? Okay, non-GMO, pure wheat. And then suddenly in one generation, oh my God, we've got celiac disease, as they call it, and gluten intolerance. That's a lie from the pit of hell. A $1 billion corporation run by the Satanists was created to cover up glyphosate poisoning of the wheat. So if you're buying into this lie, oh, I got to buy gluten-free, okay, because when I eat wheat, there's something in the wheat. No, God created it. It's glyphosate poisoning. So it's a lie. Chronic kidney disease. Look up some of these numbers if you want to see how many millions of people are affected. Okay? Colitis. Your gut. Now, quick biochemistry. Your digestive system starts in your mouth by chewing and saliva. But the actual digestive tract starts at the back of your throat. It's about 32 foot long. If you've ever seen an anatomy picture, you will see it goes down through the esophagus, and then it winds around with the small intestine, then goes to the large intestine, then the colon, to the anus and the rectum, and out the back door of the temple. It's supposed to be, in most grown adults, about 32 foot long. Unbroken tube. Okay? It's only one cell thick, but it's responsible for everything in your body. What does glyphosate do? And they have electron microscope pictures of this. Now, it's one cell thick, so you have these cell, what are called cell junctions. Okay? Picture a 32-foot-long fire hose hooked up to a fire hydrant, and 32 foot away is a raging fire. Well, if the hose is turned on and is working right, the water will go onto the fire and put it out. Imagine somebody coming along with a razor knife and cutting every quarter of an inch on that hose. They cut through the hose. Would much water get to the fire? No. So, leaky gut syndrome, okay? When that's tied in with colitis, okay? All right. Leaky gut is when the gut, and the doctors don't know it by leaky gut. They know it by the term intestinal permeability. It just means that your pipe that's supposed to digest your food and get all the good nutrients and get the crap out, literally, and the rest of it goes into your bloodstream. The life of the flesh is in the blood. So anything that you're eating or taking as far as a supplement, if it doesn't get into your bloodstream, okay, properly digested, is a waste of time and money. Okay? So all of this problem with colitis, and you never wake up one day with you all of a sudden have colitis. This starts with, I get heartburn when I eat certain foods or spicy foods. That's your body screaming at you, saying, hello, okay, look at your diet. If it's got glyphosate in it, you're poisoning yourself, and it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And eventually you get Crohn's disease, where they have to cut out feet of your digestive system because it's completely rotted. And the fastest growing group going into the hospital for Crohn's disease is 18 to 24 years of age. Oh, my God. Why? Because ignorant parents let them be raised on McMaggot burgers, Kentucky Fried Cancer, pizza slut, sodas, sweetened with aborted baby cells. Ooh, that's wonderful. And the gut gets completely whacked out. And when the gut gets whacked out, so does the good gut bacteria. That's where the serotonin is made. So we have a nation, at least 120 million Americans, on the most demonic drug I've ever researched, called serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Prozac, Paxil, Wellbutrin, okay, Seroquel, whatever. It's for depression. When your serotonin is not made in the brain, it's made in the gut. So when you destroy the gut bacteria, You get depressed and anxious. You go to the doctor. He's been brainwashed or getting paid off, and he gives you a demonic drug, serotonin reuptake inhibitor, very toxic, very deadly. Depression, directly linked, because see, glyphosate is the most powerful, deadly antibiotic known to medical science, and it's water-soluble. You have glyphosate in your cells from food you ate 25 years ago, because it goes into the body, displaces two very important amino acids, and the glyphosate stays in your cell and eats it away like acid. So depression, diabetes, there's a big one. Heart disease, number one killer, 600,000 people a year die from it. Anything to do with thyroid problems, low or high. Inflammatory bowel disease, well, leaky gut, I'll get to that in a minute. Okay, all liver disease, glyphosate poisoning. Lou Gehrig's, there's your neurological again, multiple sclerosis, neurological, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, that's what the ads are for, blood cancer, Parkinson's, pregnancy, infertility, miscarriages, stillbirth, newborn babies, mother's milk is being tested. The milk is loaded with glyphosate because mom fed on food, and she gives that to the baby. And there's an epidemic of childhood cancer. They never want to say why. They just say, send us in money so we can do more chemo and radiation. And then obesity. Sorry, gang. I'll try to speak the truth in love, but we are a nation of fatties. Oh, my God, the obesity problem is beyond anything in my lifetime, and I'm 70 years of age, directly caused by glyphosate poisoning, reproductive problems, okay, respiratory problems. Wow, what a coincidence. So, last thing, and then the good news, because I have formed relationships with research scientists all over the world. So, about 6 weeks ago, I get a call from a research scientist. He said, hey, what would you think of a natural product with three double-blind placebo-controlled studies? Now, for those of you who have never heard that term, that's the gold standard of all testing. That's what every drug has to get to become an FDA-approved drug. That's what all vaccines are supposed to go through. They are bypassing that with this new COVID vaccine. Why? Gee, I wonder why. And if you get sick and die, you have no legal recourse. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, double-blind placebo-controlled studies is the highest gold standard. Very expensive and very time-consuming. That's why I know in my 30-plus year career of one other natural product that had one double-blind study on it. So he calls me up. He says, I know you've been doing a lot of research on leaky gut, okay, and glyphosate and that. He said, there is a natural product, liquid, you only take a teaspoon before every meal, that has three double-blind placebo-controlled studies with electron microscope pictures of putting the gut junctions back together, and at the same time, it pushes the glyphosate out of the cells. When glyphosate is in your cells and you try to do a detox, it's complete waste of time. Glyphosate blocks all detoxification of the human body because it also blocks glutathione from working, and that's the number one detox. That's called the God molecule for a very important reason, okay? But anyway, billions and billions of dollars have been spent on detoxification products. When you have glyphosate in your cell, forget it. So, double-blind study proving it increases the pushing out of the glyphosate out of the cells, increases to 27% within 2 weeks. Now, so I said, well, I wonder how many diseases have been proven to be caused by leaky gut, which means glyphosate poisoning. Here we go, 21 of them. Anything to do with the thyroid, like if you've been diagnosed with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, fancy way of saying you're low thyroid. All the arthritises, and all these have subsets to them, okay? Hundreds of different types of arthritis, but it's all glyphosate poisoning, proven. Allergies. No, there's not over only drugs, but think of the millions and millions of dollars spent on, anti-allergy things. Asthma, acne, any skin conditions, glyphosate poisoning, depression, I covered that, anxiety, irritable bowel, fibromyalgia, wasn't even a name one generation ago, and now, oh my God, everybody's got fibromyalgia. No, you have glyphosate poisoning, chronic fatigue, psoriasis, another skin condition, lupus, another subset, 80 different diseases of autoimmune diseases, all brought on. See, what God has done, because I pray every day, I have for years. Psalms 8, verse 12. I'm sorry, Proverbs 8, verse 12. Give me the knowledge of witty inventions. It only uses those words in the King James Version. I don't know why. The other versions have changed it to knowledge and wisdom. But in Proverbs 8, verse 12 in the King James, says, pray for the knowledge of witty inventions. I heard a pastor preach on that years ago. He said, if you're an entrepreneur, a business owner, an inventor, you pray for that, and God will bring you ideas. Or I get mine a lot of times as my scientist friends, like I heard about. And the product I'm talking about is Ion Gut Health, I-O-N Gut Health, the most amazing product I have ever in the 30 years we've been doing this, and what's happening to people fixing their gut. So lupus, celiac disease, I mentioned that. Parkinson's, it eats away the blood-brain barrier, allows all these toxins to get in, Crohn's disease, inflammatory. Insomnia, autism, nutritional deficiencies. I didn't know it, and this is another story, but I was called about a product called Protovite. And the guy over the phone says, it'll change your blood chemistry in 5 minutes. I said, you expect me to believe that? He says, do a live blood cell testing. I knew what that is. We have a clinic. Went to him. I was taking hundreds of dollars a month of the best supplements on planet Earth. I have the video of it. I'll send it to you. 480-429-0021. My blood looked like garbage because I was only absorbing 3, 4, 5% of the, because I found out and I started to develop heart disease. Found the best cardiologist probably in the country, lives out here, has a practice out here, Dr. Jack Wolfson, and I saw his YouTube video that said, leaky gut, leaky heart. Sure enough, when I went in and got tested, I had the worst leaky gut he had ever seen. Several different reasons for it, but it causes all these nutritional deficiencies. If you're taking hundreds of dollars a month of supplements and you got leaky gut, waste of time. And then the general things that happen, any autoimmune disease, bloating, brain fog, chronic diarrhea, constipation, excessive fatigue, gas, headaches, immune system issues, memory loss, everything people would call me and talk to me about. Now we know God has given us the foundational reason. When I got the product, I spent 1 week and one Saturday. We have DirecTV, so we have hundreds of channels. I flipped through channel by channel by channel, stopped on every pharmaceutical drug ad. 100% of those ads were for drugs to cover up the symptoms I just mentioned. So we have an unholy alliance between big food companies in bed with the pharmaceutical cartel. The food companies poison our food, cause the diseases. People have been brainwashed to run to the doctor and get on drugs. And it accounted for $3.7 trillion into the satanic coffers last year of the pharmaceutical industry. But God's not going to leave us defenseless. We now have a product. I'll send you all the information. Okay, it's miraculous, and nobody can argue with it. Electron microscope pictures and three double-blind studies. And guess what? All of your life and all of your death begins in the gut. Now we know why there's sickness and disease spreading like crazy, every form of cancer and diabetes and heart disease. Every disease that is plaguing mankind right now can be traced back to the intentional poisoning with glyphosate starting in 1945. I'm sorry, 75, that they admit. That's 45 years ago. I wonder why everybody's sick and getting sicker and fatter and dumber. Oh, my God. The quality of life that's happening to people, it breaks my heart. There's days I want to weep when I get off of consultations of what they're going through and being bankrupted by, you know, health care costs. It's not health care, it's sick care. But anyway, I know I've hit you with a lot of information. I talk kind of fast when I get excited, but just please understand what we have coming forth in this nation is exactly what God said was going to happen. Nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. If you think it's going to get better because of some politician, you are bordering on ignorance. It ain't getting better. There is no politician that can save us. It can be our nation. It's very clearly spelled out in God's word. If my people, called by my name, will do four things, humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then he'll hear from heaven. And he gave us a chance to do that. He put in a very unrighteous administration in 2016, giving us a chance to repent. We didn't. So now what's happening? Planned Parenthood got more money than ever in history from the so-called, I don't know what you want to call it, Republican administration. The Democrats are God-hating baby killers, okay? The Republicans are, I don't know, fascist, billionaire. They still want the same thing, total control. And if you put your faith in any politician, state, local, or federal, and like I said, I believe that God puts in kings and presidents. He, and I'm sure there's some Daniels. Read the story of Daniel. He was in the most evil empire in the nation, in the world, history, Babylon. And I'm sure there's some Daniels dispersed throughout the satanic district of criminals. Okay? But you know what? I'm here to help. I don't charge any fees for what I do consulting. I got the wisdom from God, and I'm not going to charge for it. So call me, 480-429-0021. I promise you. And if you get the voicemail, just leave your name and number, her or John Pastor Butch, and I'll always call you back. That's my promise to you. And I'll point you in the right direction. It's based first on food, and all you can do is the best you can do with what I call resources. That's availability in your community for clean, non-GMO food. It's getting harder to get. And what your budget is. I talk to people who are multimillionaires, and I talk to people who are on Social Security disability. And you say, do the best you can with the resources God has given you. And the rest you leave up to Him in prayer, and you better. Okay? Two prayers every day. Psalms 91. Personalize it. When you go through Psalms 91, everything that's going on in the world is outlined in Psalms 91. But when you personalize it, pray it over your family. He'll give His angels charge over you that no plague will come near your house. What is this fake pandemic? And what's going to come when they turn on the 5G all over the nation in mid-October? The second wave. Because radiation poisoning absolutely mimics COVID-19. That's a whole other show. And I have articles on that, too. Okay, they're going to have a second lockdown, okay, and there are bioweapons that they have that would make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. They could kill a whole city by having a terrorist open up a vial in the middle of the city, and most of the city would be dead within 24 hours. Do not be naive to think they haven't developed that, okay? I hear the music. Call me, 480-429-0021. Blessings to everybody, Psalms 91, and when you get overwhelmed, Psalms 2. God's laughing at them. Please, pray, get a better relationship with our Messiah, and I look forward to talking to all of you. Bye-bye now.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.